Well, Donegal, unfortunately, is above the national average. And the most recent statistics available from the Central Statistics Office has stated that the number of households in Donegal without anyone earning or holding a full-time or part-time job is in excess of the national average, and that's almost 20%. Now, the government's communication are saying that jobs are being created. Of course they're being created, but you must look at the other side of the coin. The government are out of touch with reality when it comes to joblessness. Out of 1.4 million households in the country, a quarter of those almost have no adult working and employment. So the continuing decline of our rural communities, while as the headline figures show a fall in unemployment, the real figures for job growth within the county, they don't replicate the equivalent fall in unemployment. So therefore, when we analyse this, there's a shortfall between the number of jobs created and the number of people who have left their live register or for unemployed.
And while this action plan on jobless households was launched last year, you're feeling it's too slow. What can be done to speed that up?
Well, to speed up is the creation of employment. It has to be balanced development throughout the country. It's all focused on the cities, whereas the rural areas are lagging behind. And now the national plan, which will be unveiled soon, we're told that even with that being amended, that it is focusing very much on the larger towns, on the cities, and indeed at the expense of rural Ireland.